Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Wednesday Sport, Pádraig's here. Morning, Pádraig.
Morning again, Gavin. Well, this time tomorrow, the KPMG Women's Irish Open will be getting underway at Fairmont Carton House in Maynooth, where no fewer than five of last year's European Solheim Cup team will be competing. That's a considerable elevation in the strength of the field since the revival of the Irish Open in 2022. Leona Maguire has been an ever-present in the field for the past 3 years, and she's been telling Greg Allen that the change in date from September to early July, when the major championship season moves to Europe, is a big reason for the quality of the field this week.
It's nice to have it at the start of to kick off the summer in Europe. Nice to have a few big names, Solheim Cup teammates here as well, Charlie Hall, Georgia Hall, Anna Norquist, and I think it'll be a real treat for Irish golf fans. Busy summer of golf in Ireland ahead, so nice that we're sort of getting the ball rolling and all of that. And it's busy run for me, but it's something that we knew was coming all year, so we've prepared for it and we're ready for it.
So where is your form right now? We know that your ranking has gone down from where it has been, world top 10 in July 23. You're at 84 at the moment, but rankings are funny. They don't necessarily reflect everything. How close are you to kind of clicking again?
Yeah, quite close. I think the last 2 weeks have been really good golf. Been in contention sort of heading into the weekend, which has been really nice to be in that position again. And sort of the hard work behind the scenes is paying off and starting to show dividends in the numbers I've been shooting. So made some nice tweaks with my driver. Putting's turned a corner as well, and been driving the ball nice. Went back to an old driver and a new putter in the bag from KPMG a couple of weeks ago. So hold some nice putts last week, and I suppose Jen joked about that in the team format, that it was nice to be on the right side of my putter for a change. So some good confidence from last week. I think I had 7 birdies and eagle on Friday in the 4-ball format, so the birdies are there, the signs are there, so just a case of putting them all together, putting all the pieces together.
You've seen this event grow. You saw last year the crowds. I know you dearly love to be the champion. You also have to do an awful lot of autograph signing and just be Leona Maguire, the star of the tournament, as you've been for the last 3 years. Does that place demands on you that are kind of hard to live up to, because you need to try and win the tournament as well?
Yeah, it's a bit of a balancing act. I think it's a nice responsibility to have, that there's so many people wanting to come out and see me and wanting to see me do well, and at the same time have to get my preparation in and try and play as well as I possibly can. But also it's important to give back to everybody that does come out and support, and not just this week, but that I get messages from on social media or letters or whatever it is all throughout the year that don't normally get the opportunity to see me play in person. So it'll be nice to have that energy of the crowd, especially in the back nine, hopefully at the weekend. And yeah, hopefully the crowds are just as big this year, if not bigger.
That was Leona Maguire, and Greg will be reporting on all the action for us at Carton House over the next few days. There was no joy for any of the 18 Irish players who contested final qualifying events for the Open at Portrush. Graham McDowell and Ian Poulter were among the big names to miss out. Ulster Rugby has started removing Kingspan branding from inside and around their stadium at Ravenhill following the ending of a naming rights deal that ran for 11 years. A new sponsor will be announced in the coming weeks. The Lions continue their tour of Australia with a fixture against Queensland Reds at 11 o'clock this morning. Around 50,000 fans are expected in Brisbane. 6 Irish players are on the team, with first starts of the tour for Hugo Keenan and Jemison Gibson-Park. Oisin McConville, Fergal Riel and Gavin Devlin are early names being linked with a Louth football manager's job after Ger Brennan stepped down yesterday. McConville still has to decide whether he'll remain in charge of Wicklow. Brennan's resignation has led to much speculation that he intends to put himself forward to manage his native county, Dublin. The Limerick County football champions have been granted a bye into the Munster semi-finals. The Limerick County board is already under pressure to complete their championships in time for the provincial campaign, having twice had to delay the start of their senior football championship because of Limerick's progress in the Tailteann Cup. In soccer, the Women's European Championships begin today. All 31 games will be available to watch on RTE across RTE2, the RTE News Channel and the RTE Player. Like much of the continent, the host country Switzerland is experiencing extreme heat. From Basel, Des Curran reports.
Well, the 14th European Championships all set to get underway here in Switzerland. And while it will be the meeting of Iceland and Finland that opens proceedings this afternoon, it will be all eyes on tonight's fixture in Basel, which brings the opening ceremony and the host's first game. It's between Switzerland and Norway. Both will be favoured to get out of this group. And were that to prove the case, it would be a first time for Switzerland to reach the knockout stages of a European Championship. So that would be huge for them. As for Norway, a nation with such a rich history in the game, they've won all the big prizes, including the European Championships twice. twice, but the good times a little bit in the rearview mirror now. Lots of big names in an attacking sense in that squad, and that might give them an edge tonight and indeed in this group. In terms of the overall picture, England, the defending champions, they have a huge opening fixture at the weekend against another one of the fancied sides in France. Spain, the world champions, led by the recent Ballon d'Or winners Aitana Bonmati and Alexia Putellas, favoured by many to add the European crown to that World Cup. And when it comes to these finals, you have to mention Germany, the eight-time European champions, looking a little different in terms of their squad this year, including no Alexandra Popp, no Lena Oberdorf, but they're always a team in the mix. Finally, maybe just a word on the weather. Much of Europe in the grip of this heat wave right now. Temperatures in Basel today expected to reach 35 degrees. It will definitely be a factor in this tournament, particularly for those earlier kickoffs.
It'll be a bit of a shock for Iceland and Finland at 5 o'clock. It's such a shame we're not there, though.
Oh, it is. There'll be a lot more interest around Ireland in the tournament if we were. But especially
all the games on RT.
They are. Across various platforms, you can watch the entire tournament. Particularly from the Irish point of view, having been at the previous World Cup, it would have been a nice building step forward to go on to the Euros. A few other lines. American Coco Gauff was the most surprising casualty as the seeds kept falling at Wimbledon. 13 of the men's seeds have been beaten in the first round, while 9 women's seeds are gone. No problems for Novak Djokovic or Jannik Sinner, though. And finally, jockey Chris Hayes rode his 1,000th Irish winner when the Joseph O'Brien train Stafford obliged at Roscommon.
Pádraig, thank you very much.